It is about to get very busy at Kilroy Square in Quincy Center for the holiday season. We've got the Quincy Rotary Club and the Quincy Chamber of Commerce gearing up for a very busy next few weeks. So joining us on the program today to tell us more about it, we have the president of Quincy Rotary, John Duke Whitney, president-elect Karen Smith is here, and Helen Shiner from the Quincy Chamber of Commerce. Ladies and gentlemen, happy holidays.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Same to you.
Here we are, the three elves of lined up here in studio to tell us what's going on. John, we should probably start with you and talk about the Quincy Rotary Club's Giving Tree project coming back, right?
It is coming back. Yeah. We were very successful last year. Karen is going to share more.
Good.
She has spearheaded it for the past 2 years, okay. So I don't want to steal any of her.
No, we don't. Oh, absolutely not. No, don't want to step
on
toes.
Just quickly with Quincy Rotary, it's the best kept secret.
Yeah.
More people have talked to us because last year we gave out over $30,000 worth of scholarships. Yep. I sat with the parents when we were giving them out, didn't even know anything about us. And then we started talking about things that we do in the area, something every single month. Rotary does something. In addition to that, I'll pass it over to Karen real quick. We give out two scholarships to kids that are not going off to college, they're going off into the trades. We had one last year, he was going to go to a welding school. And somebody else culinary arts, so we were able to give them money so they could buy some tools towards it.
Nice.
So that's all through the generosity of the city of Quincy and a lot of business owners that help us out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the club itself is now over 100 years old, right?
It's well over 100 years. Yeah, yeah.
How many members roughly?
We have about 55 members, and like any organization, you have X amount that are active.
Yeah, no, sure. Yeah, absolutely. You know,
but at least they pay their dues and keep us going.
Yeah.
But we're always looking for more members. In fact, if somebody goes on to QuincyRotary.org, they can find us there.
Okay.
And we meet every Tuesday at 12:15 at the Common Market.
Okay, very good.
They can join us for a meeting and see really what we do.
Right, stop by, see if you like it, and maybe join. Who can be a member?
Anybody can be a member.
Anybody
can be a member, right.
Doesn't have to be from Quincy.
But they have to have the kindred spirits, like the three of us right here, that we like to help out and help out the community.
Yes.
Service above self.
And that's what we're all about.
That's your motto, okay.
But again, I didn't want to steal any thunder. Karen has done a fantastic job on this. So.
Yeah, how long have you been a member, actually, Karen?
27 years.
Have you really?
And I'm going to the presidency for a second time. I did it 20 years ago.
Oh, okay. Once every 20 years.
Yeah, they're recycling me.
Well, congratulations.
I don't know.
On both accomplishments. Obviously, it's a passion for you, right?
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. What is it that you love about it?
Just the giving back, whether it's locally, internationally. Mm-hmm. I was fortunate enough to go on an international project and install water filters in the Dominican Republic.
Wow.
So you just see that Rotary just does so much good in the world, and we give so much back, to the city of Quincy.
Absolutely.
So
tell me about the Giving Tree project. How did that all get started?
So Leslie Bridson, who's the McKinney-Vento Homeless Liaison Foster Care Point of Contact. I always have to write that down because her title is so long.
Yeah.
I was talking with her, and the Quincy Rotary does different projects with her each year. We've done raising money for yearbooks. We've done prom dresses for them, we've done backpacks, but what we do every year is we ask her, what do you need, instead of we'll do the backpacks again or something else.
Sure.
And she lets us know. So she was talking about, everybody wants to help the elementary school kids, but the high school kids, not as many people want to do things. So we've kind of adopted both high schools in the city, and she said, there's so many that aren't able to celebrate the holidays. Mm. So I'm like, well, how can we do this? And so last year we decided we would do gift cards and give them to families in need. So not just the students, but their families. And we bought gift cards for, coffee shops, for Target. We bought it for CVS. Mm. So it was a whole gamut. So for Stop and Shop, so they could eat, they could get gifts for their family and everything. And they decide who would get them through the nurse's office at both schools, because they really have the pulse of what students are in need and whatever. And we have nothing to do with that part of it.
Yep.
So we had to think of a way to raise funds. So last year at 2 a.m, when I usually think of these things, I thought, if we had in Fort Duke?
Have this great idea. Yeah. Well, who is this?
His wife's name is Karen, and then he has to deal with me, Karen, all the time. The two Karens, I always tell him. But I said, what if we had different businesses decorate trees. We could have them purchase the trees, and then we could have voting. And last year, we had talked with the Chamber of Commerce, and we were able to do it. And we decided we wanted the voting to be very reasonable. So for $1, people can vote on which tree. So it's really very competitive, yeah. As you heard before we started today. My tree's the best. No, my tree's the best.
Yes.
So last year, we did 25 trees. This year, we're doing 30 trees.
Okay.
And what's nice is last year, we give them out to the Interact programs at both high schools and the Salvation Army. And this year, we even got businesses to sponsor those trees. So that just means that was, you know, extra money that we could raise this year. So this is one of the trees this year.
Okay.
And there's really no rules on how you can decorate it. It's only going to face forward. They're $75. We have one tree left.
Oh, you do.
So
oh,
if anybody wants a tree, we do have one. So they pay $75, and then people come in and vote. The first day, we have the art department from the high school come in, and they'll give most creative, most festive, like a couple different categories. But then the big thing is everybody wants to win the popular vote.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this year, we have 8 new businesses, or families, or individuals that are doing trees that didn't do last year.
Oh, that's great. Excellent. So where do they go to see them and vote?
Kilroy Square. Okay. And it's Friday, November 28th from 2 to 8. And then Saturday and Sunday, it'll be 11 to 5. So it's that first weekend. So if you go to the parade on Sunday, come on by afterwards and vote on the trees.
Okay.
And last year, we raised almost $4,000.
Oh, how fantastic.
For our first year. So now our goal is a little bit more this year.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's great that you're doing this to help these students. It's also sad to think about the fact that it's needed here in Quincy. Something you wouldn't, you know, think of necessarily as homeless students or students that can't afford the basic necessities, right? But it happens.
It is. Yeah. There are some students that are living in cars. They're couch surfing. You know, they just don't have that permanent address.
Right.
And the only other thing I forgot is the last day we have the trees go out on silent auction, so there'll be a silent auction sheet in front, so it's another way that we're able to. So you could go home with a tree. And these trees are great, like if you have somebody in the family like is in an apartment or a nursing home, it's a nice small tree that will work for them as well.
Who made these trees, Karen?
We were so lucky. I was Googling, and I just happened to go on Facebook Marketplace, and I saw a local man that makes them, but he made short ones that were only 12 inches.
Yeah.
So we sent a message out to him and asked if he would do 30 inch, and he did.
Okay.
And luckily, Duke has a truck. So we drove, was it Lakeville?
Middleborough.
Middleborough, sorry. Okay. So we drove out to Middleborough. So it was nice this year, because last year we bought it from a big department store.
Right. Yeah.
And this year we were able to help somebody local. So we bought the 30 trees from him.
Okay. So now you can decorate them any way you want. Is there a theme or?
Nope,
no
there's
theme.
No theme. It's.
Okay.
Free-for-all? Yeah.
Okay.
It definitely is, and it's highly competitive.
Okay.
And if you remember the trees last year, they were the kind of artificial miniature trees. This is a big transition.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So everybody has to prepare and change their game plan. I think they were all thinking they were going to improve on what they did last year in the same kind of structure. All bets are off.
All bets are off. Exactly.
And Joe, I can't tell you the competition.
Tell me, Helen.
It's phenomenal. I mean,
how's
people
it feel being
are.
Second place.
Oh wow! Already trash talking here.
I did 2 trees last year, and I'm doing 2 trees again this year. So, and I did them myself. I didn't have somebody do them.
Oh okay. Who won last year, by the way?
Lyden Hamel Funeral Home.
Oh okay. Yep. So they're going to try and defend their
won,
title.
Yeah, their tree. They even had an MP3 player underneath.
Yep.
They had the Grinch coming around. Also, Woodward School and Mike McFarland Colonial Federal also won in 2 other categories.
Oh fun!
But
okay.
The most popular and the best were both given to Lyden Hamel. They went unbelievable. Their tree was.
You should talk about Jen's tree. Jen's tree was pretty unique too.
Yes. So Coffee Break Cafe.
Oh, Jen Orman.
Yep, Jen Orman. She had a big cup and like an espresso pot.
Neat.
And down under it were gift cards for free drinks.
That's a great attraction.
That was a great one for the silent auction.
Yes.
Because there was like probably 100 free drinks in there. Okay. So people were like, whoa.
Nice, very nice, yeah.
And then the pot that was tipped, she had coffee beans strung so that they led down into the cup.
Very
it
artistic.
Was really creative.
Yeah.
It really
Her
was.
Her husband is unbelievable.
Sure.
And
really.
It weighed a ton.
Yeah.
We had to move them.
So Helen, how is the chamber involved in all of this? Obviously you have Kilroy Square also, right?
Right. Yeah. So I'm involved in two ways. So I'm also a Rotary member, and I'm on the board of directors with the Rotary.
Okay.
And then in my role as chair of the board for Kilroy, I took my experience from last year volunteering for Rotary at the Giving Tree Project and said this has to change.
Oh.
So we had, last year we had an outside tent, the same as we do for the Boy Scouts. So the Boy Scouts have their wreaths,
yes,
and their live Christmas trees.
Yes,
so
yes,
we thought that we could brave the elements in a tree, I mean in a tent outside with,
yeah,
all of the trees. That was, it was so cold. It was, yeah, we volunteered all 3 days. It just, I think you reach a certain age and you're like, I'm not staying outside in the cold any longer.
Gotcha, okay.
So good. This year, the Chamber is thrilled to have Rotary inside the Big Ten.
Hey, you've moved up in the world.
And we have two heaters this year.
Nice.
So we're gonna
make
sure.
So people can linger, right?
They can linger a little more.
Take your time, yeah.
It helps them spend more time looking at the trees, making their decisions,
yes,
and
spending
and
more
voting,
money.
Spending more money. So we're excited to have the larger tent this year with the two heaters and thrilled to have Rotary inside.
Sure, neat, excellent. But at the same time, there's also going to be the marketplace again, right, at Kilroy Square?
The incredible marketplace.
Yeah.
So we have, for each day of the market, we have 24 vendors inside the tent.
Oh, wow, okay.
So it's pretty substantial. On the outside this year, we have obviously the same, you know, large Christmas tree that we had out there. The Boy Scouts will be out there selling their wreaths and,
yes,
their Christmas trees. We also have live music all 3 days of each weekend. We have the Salvation Army Brass Band is playing for an hour or two.
They're wonderful, yeah.
Then we have their carolers as well.
Yeah.
In addition to that, we have some local entertainment that we introduced during the farmers market that are going to join us for the holiday market.
Okay, all right.
So John Connolly, people will probably recognize him from performing at 16C. And Katie Lynch Lovett, who opened for Darius Rucker during,
oh,
that concert series.
Okay.
And then we just spoke of Jen Ormond. Her son, DJ, is also going to be performing over those,
wow,
6 days.
Some local talent.
Absolutely.
Showcased. Yeah, that's,
yeah,
nice. Excellent.
Do we still have the food trucks?
We have food trucks. So we, yeah, have two food trucks for each day of the event.
Okay.
So that's the remainder of what's outside. Then as we go into the gallery, we have more kind of our food items.
Mm-hmm.
There's bakery items, there's coffees, there's teas, all kinds of treats. And then we have Widowmaker Brewery there, as usual, and then Dottie's. Dottie's will be there as well. So a little spiked hot chocolate,
yes,
to help warm people up.
Nice.
And then our sponsor is Abington Bank. So our major sponsor is Abington Bank, and they, okay, will also be in the gallery as well.
Okay, all right. And yeah, the Kilroy Square Holiday Market is Fridays, November 28th and December 5th from, mm-hmm, 2 to 8 p.m.
Yes.
And Saturdays and Sundays, November 29th, 30th, December 6th and 7th, 11 to 5.
11 to 5.
Yeah, so those are longer days.
So we extended, yes, our hours.
Yeah.
So we found, Karen was actually instrumental in pointing that out. So with the crossover with the parade and,
yeah,
people doing other things, having us open up a little bit earlier gives people more options.
Yes.
And then depending on the weather, it's warmer during the earlier parts,
hopefully,
of the
afternoon. Hopefully the sun's out, right, yeah,
right,
exactly. Yeah.
And it also allows us as the Chamber to have people that come to visit Kilroy. The restaurants start opening up at the 4 or 5 o'clock time frame.
Absolutely.
So they're able to transition from the market over to the local restaurants.
Sure, absolutely. I was, you know, mentioning earlier today when I was speaking to somebody else about the market, it has grown tremendously. It started up just as a little pop-up shop in the Granite Trust building, right,
right,
for a couple of weekends over the holiday season. Mm-hmm. Maybe even before that at the old Woolworths, actually.
Well, we moved over to the old Child World.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
We were over there for a year, I think, or 2 years.
Right.
And now Kilroy. We did look at expanding it even larger this year, yeah, in the Kilroy Square area. We can't fit a bigger tent.
Oh, okay.
So we're looking at different options. We may actually turn the corner next year,
oh,
and have two separate tents.
Ah.
So I mentioned that there's 24 vendors for,
yeah,
each weekend. Our total count of vendors far exceeds that.
Oh.
And we have a waiting list of over 100 vendors that are looking to get in.
Really?
It's very, very coveted spot,
okay,
at Kilroy Square.
And local folks? All
it's
local
a
businesses?
Combination.
Oh,
yeah.
It is.
So
okay.
Quincy, South Shore.
Yeah.
Our food trucks are the same. They're all local food trucks that we utilize at the farmers,
sure,
market and people are familiar with. Mm-hmm. But the demand to be there is huge. So
good problem to have, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Over the course of the few days that we have shopping, we have over 10,000 people come through there.
It's astounding. Yeah.
Yeah. It's wild.
Well, there's a built-in market now with the West of Chestnuts and the Peter O'Connell development across the way. You've got the skating rink that's going to be starting up very soon, so folks can enjoy that as well at the same time. So it really is a destination location.
It is.
It has become.
And it's becoming more so. And we have a lot of big plans with the Chamber in conjunction with the city for greater utilization of Kilroy Square in the coming time. Perfect example is Mark Carey did Cover Palooza with Dick and Jane, and they were phenomenal. And Mark Morris and the Cowtoons. So we're looking at bringing some of that type of entertainment to Kilroy Square on a more regular basis in a more seasonable time.
Yeah.
That event had over 3,000 people there.
Is that right?
It did.
Wow.
It was incredibly popular. And the Chamber was able to bring in some of our local vendors and artisans to have pop-ups at those events.
Yeah.
So it's this combined effort throughout the city to give people things to do, recreational things, entertainment options, and keep them local.
Yeah. What are the businesses telling you about the Giving Tree project with the Rotary Club? Is this starting to be a tradition as well?
It looks like it will be.
Yeah.
The business community, as Karen said, we've grown by 5 trees this year. Mm. And part of it is logistically for us. There's a lot that goes into it. And that's where we go back to the logistics at Kilroy. So last year, we couldn't leave the trees out. So every day,
outside,
we had to take them down, we had to move them, and make sure that all the ornaments stayed in the right place, all the decorations stayed there, you know, the twinkle lights that go through, the MP3 player for Ham Alive.
Can't leave that outside, right?
It was, very cumbersome.
Had to turn the lights off so the batteries wouldn't wear out overnight.
Things you wouldn't even think of, right? But sure.
It was very, very cumbersome.
Yeah.
So that's why moving to Kilroy Square and having them there the 3 successive days and inside the tent is incredibly beneficial.
Yeah. Fantastic. So back to Giving Tree, Karen, for just a little bit. How do folks participate? What's the next step?
Like I said, we have the one tree.
Yes.
If anybody is interested in that, they can contact Karen's Corner and let me know. Also, we ask that people come down and vote, because every dollar that they're voting with is going to help students in the Quincy Public Schools.
Okay.
And also to bid on trees if you can.
Okay.
There'll be 30 trees for you to bid on, and you'll get them that Sunday, November 30th, so you'll have it in plenty of time for the holidays.
Okay. Who are the judges?
So Michael Hansen, who's in charge of the art department, nice guy.
Super guy, yeah.
Yes, and Holly Nichols did it last year, but she's not able to come back this year. But she all gave us some of her illustrations to use as prizes, which was very, very nice
that's
of her.
Nice, yeah.
Leslie Bridson from the Quincy Public Schools, she will also be one of our judges.
Okay.
And there is going to be somebody else from the Quincy Public Schools Art Department. I just don't have their name yet.
Okay, all right. And when does the judging take place?
So the judging will take place Friday, November 28th.
Okay.
Trees have to be delivered by noontime. Judging will be at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And Kilroy Square opens at 2.
Okay, so it's all going to happen in succession.
Yes.
All right.
It's like boom, boom, boom.
Okay, so businesses right now are busy decorating their trees, right?
They are. I just dropped one off this morning at Ladybug Pest Control.
Okay.
Like Duke's been very instrumental in dropping them off to get them out to people. So.
All right, good, good. John?
They have a week to get them back.
I was just going to say.
In addition to the tree that I have. I have to do it, too.
Yeah.
so it is going to be a busy month for us, too, because we're rolling into this. Then we're going into December, where we do Wreaths Across America.
Yes.
We do Bell Ring for Salvation Army.
Yes.
And then we host once a month. We host at the Kennedy Center. We do bingo.
Oh.
So it's going to be busy.
It's nonstop. Yeah,
and then you have your own life.
Oh, yeah, that too.
We can fit it in.
Yeah. Duke brings up a good point. Yep. This year, more so than any other years, supporting the Salvation Army and the bell ringing and the kettles is extremely important
for
this year.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's one of the reasons why we decided to bring them in as our entertainment, our live music during...
That's nice.
The Kilroy Square Holiday Market, we'll give a donation for them performing.
Nice.
But there's plenty of opportunities throughout the city. There is bell ringing almost every day at Kilroy Square, and then Rotary also has a schedule of our members out bell ringing and holding up the tradition of supporting the Salvation Army.
For certain, yeah, absolutely. Anything else we should share with folks right now about Chamber, about Rotary?
No, thank you for having us.
Thank you very much for having us. We appreciate it.
Happy to help get the word out for you, absolutely.
We're the best kept secret, so it's getting out there.
Yeah, we're going to try and, just make it unsecret. Pull back the veil, right?
There you go.
Let folks in on it. The nice thing about it, too, is that anybody can take part. the Giving Tree Project. Mm-hmm. It's not restricted to just, I mean, businesses are sponsoring the trees, but anybody can vote, right?
And this year we have some families doing it, which we didn't have. So we lost a few businesses from last year.
Yep.
And we picked up some families, and just one of the ads we did on Facebook, not even an ad, just a post on Facebook brought in four new people that had never done the Giving Tree Project before.
There you go.
So.
All right. What happened to last year's trees?
They were all bought with the silent auction.
Okay.
So that was great.
All right.
And that's just another way of getting it. And there's no minimum bid this year on the trees. Last year we started at $75. This year there's no minimum bid, and the bidding is in $5 increments.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you all for coming in and sharing the information.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
Thank you.
Happy to do it, and have a happy holiday season to all.
Yep.
Sure.
You as
Thanksgiving.
Well.
Thank you. And thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano, and we'll see you next time.